The last day of autumn was hot and bright as midsummer, still as a mill pond. The sea reflected a cloudless blue sky. Seabirds wheeled and called, soaring lazily on the warm thermals above the sun-baked sands of the shore. Sunflash stood for a moment, his breath taken away by the majesty of the great mountain that lay ahead of him. Two hares stood shaded by a cave entrance, watching a fully grown male badger plough his way weary across the beach toward them. He was big and dangerous looking. The fierce light in his eyes glinted off the metal tip of an immense war club that he carried easily in one paw. When the two hares stepped out from the shadows, Sunflash could see that both were of a very great age.
"What do they call this place?"
he asked. The older of the hares, a male, answered him.
"Salamandestron, the place of the fire lizard."
The badger gave a huge sigh. Leaning against the rock, he rested his club on the sand.
"I feel as if I've been here before,"
he said strangely. The female hare produced victuals from within the cave entrance.
"Rest a while, eat and drink. I am called Breeze, and this is my brother, Starbuck. What do they call you?"
The badger smiled. He touched one of his head stripes, which was yellow rather than white.
"Some call me Sunflash the Mace. I am the son of Bella and Barkstripe. I'm a traveller."
Starbuck nodded in satisfaction.
"Your travelling is at an end, Sunflash. You are the grandson of Boar the Fighter and great-grandson of old Lord Brocktree. It is written on the walls of our mountain that you would come here some day."
Sunflash straightened up. He stared hard at the hares.
"Written, you say? By whom?"
Breeze shrugged.
"By whoever wrote that other hares will follow after us. That is the way it has always been and always will be."
Both hares stood in the cave entrance. They bowed to the badger.
Welcome to your mountain, Sunflash the Mace, Lord of Salamandestron.
The high sun above watched as the badger and the hares went together into the mountain on the shores below. Scarlet the Kestrel had watched all from the crater peak of the mountain fortress. Fierce pride welled in his breast for the badger, who had given him back his life all those long seasons ago in a winter forest. Then, without a backward glance, he soared off into the blue, winging northeast to seek out Swart Sixclaw.